again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Morning, Rob. Hope you're well.
I'm well. Before we talk about the week just passed and the week ahead, just wanted to give you the opportunity as well to talk about some of your players who you feel are worthy for postseason recognition with the All-Conference Awards.
Yeah, I think we have several guys that ought to be considered, and it's nice to be able to say that. But you know, David Cone is our point guard. Has had a great senior year. I think a year ago he deferred too often to other players, and he stepped up offensively and defensively for us. He's one of the top assist guys in the league, but also can score the ball at a high rate. I mean, he is absolutely the key that. Makes us tick when we're having good days. So I think he certainly should be given strong consideration. Nathan Knight's had a great year as a sophomore. He shows his value to our team when he gets in foul trouble, which he's done too much of this year. But when we keep him on the floor, we played at an entirely different level. And in these games, which has been a lot lately, when we struggle with foul trouble there, we're not the same level team. So he's got the ability to defend, block shots, and can score inside and outside. So he's had a great sophomore year. And I would very quickly add Justin Pierce to that as well. I mean, his league stats, I think he's averaging 16 points and 9 rebounds in league play. And I mean, his last 9 games have just been phenomenal for us. So 3 guys I think should be on that all-league team somewhere.
All right. Thanks very much for that. Just want to go back and talk about your trip to the Northeast. You guys lose a couple of close games, a 6-point loss at Hofstra, and then the tough loss at the buzzer up at Northeastern. Just give me your view on how you felt like your team played on the trip.
Well, a long, tough week, no doubt about it. I mean, in every way. At Hofstra on Thursday night, we just got outplayed. I don't know no other way to say it. We dug a 17-point hole and spent the rest of the day battling valiantly to get out of it, but it's just as well as they score the ball, it's almost an impossible task. And I think we had it the 4 a number of times late in the game, but couldn't get it below it. So they played well, and to give them credit for that. And then on Saturday at Northeastern, played hard, played well, had a chance to win it, and one of our best shooters rattled in a wide open 3. That would have put us in a great position to win it, and their terrific point guard made a shot over a couple outstretched hands at the buzzer to beat us. So heartbreaking loss for sure. A lot of good things happened that day, but sometimes the difference in winning and losing is one ball rattles in and out, and one ball goes in the hole. So it's a tough sport.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, John.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Dave Johnson. Your line is now open.
Hey, Tony. Going into the final couple games here, I don't know, how much do you pay any attention to the seeding possibilities or the way the league is right now? It seems like it's almost... I don't know. I don't want to say irrelevant, but you're going to have a tough road either way.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't worry about it. I mean, I'm thrilled that we're secured a spot and not playing that first day. I think that's really hard to do, but we worry much more just about our team right now. We need to have a good week of play. Yeah, that's our biggest concern. We've lost 3 out of our last 4 ball games, but again, the losses are hard to take, but I think if we sit back and look at that, those 3 losses were at College of Charleston, the number 1 seed, and that game went down to the last 60 seconds. That was anybody's ball game. At Hofstra, who's now the 3rd seed, that didn't go down the last second, but we battled back and made that a good ball game. And then Northeastern, who's clearly the 2nd seed today, we had a chance to win it at the buzzer. So a lot of good things to come from those games, but there's a huge difference in making that one play and not. So we feel good about those things, but as I've told the team, we've got to find that 2%, that 5%, whatever it may be, to take the next step and beat these top teams.
Obviously defense is a subject, has been a subject. You held Northeastern obviously way below last time. Are you seeing some progress on that end?
Yeah, we are. We are. Not enough for me. I mean, we held Northeastern down in the 60s. It was a slower pace game a little bit. We didn't stop Hofstra. I mean, they're just so good offensively that we really didn't do our job there. But, we go back to Charleston. If Riller doesn't get 36, but he did, we defended a lot of their players really well. So definitely see improvement. But it's crucial that we keep making those strides, in this next week.
Just one last one, if I could. You were talking about Justin Pierce earlier, and I know you were expecting big things from him this year. Were you expecting him to be this good on the board?
Yeah, and we've loved Justin from the day we signed him. We thought we had a special player, and I think the thing he's doing this year that he's not always been as good in is shooting the ball. I mean, he's really worked hard at his shot, and he's a guy you can't leave open right now. It's a little bit inconsistent with it, but, that whole sophomore class, I mean, with Nathan and Justin and Matt, we felt really strongly about for quite a while. But, Justin's really been special in league play.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Tony, a good trip for Matt Milan, 16 points up at Hofstra and team high 21 at Northeastern. He's a guy that certainly was hot early and then maybe hit a little bit of a lull in conference play shooting-wise. But how important to get him going again as we head down the stretch?
Really important, I think. Matt, probably for the first time in his life, went through a little bit of a slump. We're not making some shots that he's capable of making, and it really bothered him. And not so much individually, but he felt like he wasn't – he thought he was letting his team down at times, and so I think he's out of that stretch and played well, in recent games. So it's been great to see, and I think for our team, it's just in our early conference schedule and a non-conference, we had everybody clicking. I mean, all five guys on the floor were making shots. All five guys were doing the right things. And right now we're a little more erratic and inconsistent in that. I mean, Matt had a little bit of a tough stretch. And, Connor Birchfield hasn't scored as well lately. David hadn't shot as well. So, to really be great, to really beat the best teams in this league, and we're right there with them. But we got to have all five guys on the floor clicking on all cylinders, and that's our goal this week. To get back to playing with a chip on our shoulder a little bit, and get everybody clicking at the right time of the season.
Before I let you go, as you touched on, you got a couple home games to close the regular season with UNCW and Charleston, and UNCW coming up on Thursday night. You had a close game with them that you won in Wilmington. What are the challenges that the Seahawks present on Thursday night?
Well, the challenges start with a guy named Kaycock, that's for sure, and a guy named Tally. Kaycock is a lot like Gustus, and he can just dominate a game inside. I mean, I think I'm right on this, but against Charleston the other night, he had 29 points and 17 rebounds. I mean, just a dominant performance. But and he had 7 offensive rebounds first time we played him. So we did not do our job on the boards. I believe they're statistically the best rebounding team in the league right now. And so it starts with that. We've got to do a better job on the glass, not give them a lot of second shots. Tally can really score the ball, and other players. I mean, they've just gotten better as their season's gone on, and be a great challenge for us. No question about that.
All right, Tony. Thanks as always for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.